earth, sky.
People would wrote me after this paper was published and said, "You're wrong. I know you're wrong, and I'm going to prove you're wrong." And I was actually comforted by that. And I think the rest of us on the paper was comforted by that as well. But those rebuttals never came. As people looked closer at the pieces of evidence, and they looked closer at the chemistry, they slowly came on board to realize that this is a serious issue.
You're listening to Joan Kleypas, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. She's talking about ocean acidification, a change in the pH of our world's oceans caused by increased emissions of CO2 or carbon dioxide. In November of 2011, Kleypas is receiving a prestigious Heinz Award for her work on this subject. She published a groundbreaking paper on ocean acidification back in 1999, alerting both policymakers and scientists to the issue. Kleypas, who is a marine ecologist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado, now works mainly to combat and help prevent the effects of ocean acidification on coral reefs. Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl spoke with her about her research.
So what is ocean acidification, and what's the most important thing that people need to know about the phenomena, both in terms of cause and effect?
Ocean acidification is often called the other CO2 problem. So it is caused by the same thing that causes global warming, that is, there's an increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere as we burn fossil fuels. And because the carbon dioxide concentration is increasing in the atmosphere, more of that carbon dioxide is absorbed by the oceans. And very basically, as the water combines with carbon dioxide, you form carbonic acid. Acid, as you know, lowers the pH of any solution, and so the pH is decreasing. And that has consequences for marine life. So when we think about a lot of marine organisms, things like corals, clams, oysters, things that grow hard shells, those shells are made of calcium carbonate. If you reduce the amount of carbonate in the ocean, then you reduce the ability of those organisms to secrete their shells or their skeletons. And we often refer to it as being similar to osteoporosis. So there's just fewer of the building blocks available to build those hard parts.
You're known for putting ocean acidification on the map, so to speak, with I believe it was a 1999 paper in Science. Can you tell us about that? Why was the paper so groundbreaking? And also, what's changed just scientifically in terms of experts' understanding of ocean acidification since then?
In the late 1990s, there was a group of us that were all sort of heading in the same direction on this paper. And we had people looking at paleontology, people looking at the chemistry of the oceans, and people looking at the effects of chemical changes on organisms. And when this group of us got together, we sort of put all of the, you know, we joined all of the dots and realized that some pretty big changes were happening in the oceans. And based on the experimental data we had on organisms, that we were going to see some big responses in a lot of marine organisms. And so we weren't the first people to sort of raise this issue, but I think it was the first time that so many different pieces of evidence were there.
You are especially known for your work on coral reefs. Why are reefs so special and beautiful to you?
I think anyone that has had the privilege to snorkel on a reef or to scuba dive on a reef wouldn't have any trouble understanding why we should protect coral reefs. We're often sort of forced into a corner to talk about their economic value. And yes, they have tremendous economic value. They are the places in the ocean where so many of our fish depend, at least during some part of their life cycle. They provide a lot of food through fishing and through other organisms that grow on the reef for many people and cultures, particularly in third world countries. They have extremely high biodiversity, and we're just discovering now how many of those organisms produce compounds which are important for drugs, such as cancer-fighting drugs and that sort of thing. And, you know, you can go on and on. They also protect coastlines, are protected by coral reefs in many different areas. But I tend to say that, you know, the the economics are important, and I think they're worth saving for that alone. But really, they're just extremely beautiful. I like to call these nature's masterpiece. If we lose coral reefs, we're really losing something that nature has taken many, many millions of years to produce. And I don't think many people would say that it's okay to do that.
Is there a danger of reefs going extinct as a consequence of ocean acidification? I mean, if not, what's the level of threat they face, and how do we know?
I'm an optimist at heart, and I don't think that reefs are going to go extinct from ocean acidification. However, that being said, we're witnessing a lot of degradation on our reefs already. We're losing reefs in certain areas. But my optimism comes from the fact that we've only been studying marine life for a few hundred years. I think the more we understand about these marine systems, the more we feel empowered to do something to protect them. I can give you an example of what we're doing in terms of trying to buy time for reefs. So we do a lot of genetic engineering with things like crops. Can we do the same thing with corals and other reef species so that when you grow these corals in a controlled environment, transplant them in the field, that you're building a better reef from the ground up? There's a lot of experimental work going on with that now, and there's some successes, but it does take time to sort of build that up. By trying to determine through modeling studies, through projections of how oceanographic circulation might change, other information like that from satellites, we're trying to determine which areas are most likely to succeed with future climate change, both warming and ocean acidification. So we're working with conservation agencies who are looking to put in things like marine protected areas.
How can you protect a reef against ocean acidification?
We know that algae that grow on the reef, these marine plants that grow side by side with corals on a lot of reefs, they remove CO2 or carbon dioxide from the water column. If you can remove carbon dioxide from the water column, you're doing the reverse of ocean acidification. And we're looking to see if we can do things like putting up farms for algal growth around a reef, which would help pull that carbon dioxide out of the water before it flows over the reef itself.
You've been listening to Joan Kleypas of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado and winner of a 2011 Heinz Award for her work on ocean acidification. For this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.